Hello, bonjour,
Привет.
Hola, Namaste. So wherever you're listening in from, of course, somewhere on planet Earth, unless the extraterrestrials are also tuning in to this podcast episode. Yeah, futuristic, right? Alright, so today we're going to mathematize the mind. So let us talk about the dimensions of the mind, basically the mind space. Imagine that your mind is a huge house. You've painted this house with your favorite colors and it's lovely, but there's nothing inside the house. You're now gonna have to decorate the inside of the house, be it furnishing, home decors, compartmentalizing the home into different sections, etc. If the mind is a house and you want to focus on three things that matter to you, what are those three things that you would choose? You can do this exercise to tailor your daily needs. You can have an intention that you set at the beginning of your day. Three things that you put into this mind space so that you can have a beautiful day and all is well that ends well. Not just the ending, but of course the journey as well. So what do you want to put into this house? You can try picking out a memory from the past, a nostalgic memory that you reminisce about often. And it can be a memory filled with a lot of emotion, mostly positive or neutral, something that lifts up your energy. So let me illustrate with an example. Let's say you want to bring back something that gave you a lot of joy and happiness in your childhood. Maybe reading a children's book. How does that feel? As you close your eyes, go back to that time in the past. Maybe it was 5, 10 years, 15 years in the past. This beautiful experience that gave you so much joy, rekindle that joy that your inner child experienced. And that is the one thing you will put in this house. Now moving on to the second thing. The second aspect could be something that you need to focus on for your day. Some priority, but fill it with a lot of good intention, feeling and enthusiasm or any other positive empowering emotion that will fuel your day. That's in the present. And now, embody it, feel that in your body. The second aspect is done. Third aspect, go to the future. It could be the near future, it could be the next weekend or the next month. Anywhere in the future, how would the past and this present moment and what you accomplish today make you feel in the future? What do you get as a reward for being that good employee, good worker, great would you say, entrepreneur, anything. If today goes well for you, what are the rewards that you can reap? It need not be something that the external world gives you and recognizes your work. It can be something coming from your own internal inner locus of control, right? Your own inner locus of control. It need not be an external thing. You can reward yourself with, let's say, some desert in the future. And how would that feel, knowing that, you know, at the end of the day or towards the night, you're gonna have an amazing desert, scrumptious, maybe ganache chocolate or death by chocolate or lemon tart with whipped cream, anything of your liking. So this is that reward in the future. Or if you want a reward that's probably laid out a week later, it could be going camping or hiking with friends or solo traveling to an exotic place. That is your reward. So you take this thing in the past. The feeling is more important. That empowering feeling. Past, present, future. Bring it up together. This is your triangle. The feel-good triangle. Past, present, and future. Integrate all these three aspects and go about your day. Have a blessed day. Hello, bonjour. Здравствуйте. Welcome to another episode presented to you by me, Samhita K. Sole proprietor of Transpersonal Frontiers Beyond the Tangible. What is new? Let me tell you what is new. So on April 16th, 2024, last week, my close friend Ishana has begun her new venture. So mindspacemaldives.com, that's the website. mindspacemaldives.com. Mindspace was founded on 16th April 2024 by Ishana under the Health Service Act 29/2015. She offers virtual consultation and services for a number of categories of clients. She believes the idea that drives forward Mindspace is to take a break, take a pause. Take a pause, as she quotes, is to dedicate a small amount of time every single day for yourself, a break from everyday chaos, because this small habit can enhance your overall well-being, ultimately leading you to a destination that's beautiful, not just a destination, but also a beautiful journey of self-introspection and growth. So please check out www.mindspacemaldives.com. Get in touch with Ishana, the psychologist. She has an MSc from CMR University and she has an MPhil in psychology from JNDMTB University, Bangalore, India. She's currently a PhD research scholar. She's researching autism and she brings her sensitivity, objectivity, and she has a unique gift of blending her almost perfect sensing, intuitive analysis and interpretation of certain cases that are otherwise difficult to handle
intuitive reasoning plus her own expertise in neuroscience. So please Google it, www.mindspacemaldives.com.